Homily for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. For the Jewish people, Moses is known as the lawgiver. He is the one through whom the Mosaic Law was revealed. The Mosaic Law is those commandments given by God to the Israelite and Jewish people to guide them in their worship and honor of Him and to guide them to follow Him. Well, Moses was probably confronted by the Israelite people saying, these laws are too difficult. They're too far above us. And Moses said, no, the law is not. Instead, he tells them, the law is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. Not just was this law on the mouths and hearts of the Israelite people, but it's on ours as well. The law of God is written on our hearts, written on the hearts of all humanity. In fact, we first learn right and wrong, the concepts of right and wrong, through this law written on our hearts. This law is the desire for unity with God and to follow His commands. We call this the natural law, the natural desire to know and understand God and to follow Him. We see it in act within children. One of the first concepts children have is the idea of right and wrong. The idea that something is right and something is wrong. You do what is right, you don't do what is wrong. Now, what they see as right, we might not always see as right. And what they see as wrong, we might not always see as wrong. But they do have this concept. This usually shows up in the sense of that's not fair. They see it as fairness or unfairness, but they see it as something being right, the right way to do things, the right ideas, or wrong, the wrong ideas, the wrong way to do things. Even those who do not believe in God, even those who are atheists, who are agnostic, where they believe that there is a God, but we can't know Him, or those who follow other religions other than the Judeo-Christian God, the God that we believe in, even they have a sense of right and wrong. Even they can follow this law. Even they have a desire for God. Whether or not they can articulate that desire is another story. But even they have that. You know, we see in the gospel today one of the examples of living according to God's law. And of course, we've all heard the Good Samaritan story a ton of times, you know, hundreds of times. We've heard explanations for it. You know, one thing we notice is that the Good Samaritan knew that the right thing to do in this situation was to help this person who was injured, who had been beset by the robbers and who had been beaten. He knew that the right thing was to do was to help that person. You know, he may or may not have known the Mosaic Law because the Samaritans were separate from the Jewish people. They were actually remnants of the northern Israelite nations, people who had intermarried with their conquerors, with other people from other nations, and were separate from the Jewish people. So he may or may not have known the law revealed through Moses, but he followed the law in his heart to love one another. That is part of God's law written on our hearts, is the desire to love one another and to do what's best for our neighbor. Now, we see the priests and the Levites, and I think sometimes they get some bad press. They get kind of ripped apart because they didn't stop to help. Well, one possibility is that they were trying to maintain ritual purity under the Mosaic Law. Within the law revealed by Moses, to touch blood, such as from a wound, such as would have been this poor fellow who had been beaten and left by the side of the road would have been bleeding. To touch his blood would have made this priest and this Levite ritually impure, meaning that they could not undertake any Jewish religious practices before they were purified. They would have to undergo a ritual purification first. You know, they may also have had reasons similar to ones that we have. You know, how many times have we failed to help someone because we were in a hurry? We needed to get somewhere in a big hurry, and we didn't stop to help someone by the side of the road who was obviously in need. they didn't know what to do. You know, maybe they realized, you know, I don't know how to handle this. I don't know how to bind his wounds. I don't know how to clean them. I don't want to deal with that. They weren't taught, you know, maybe they didn't know the first century edition of first aid. Maybe they didn't understand it. But either way, they had their reasons why they didn't stop and help. But yet we are called within the law in our hearts to love our neighbor and to help them. Unfortunately, because of sin in our lives, we cannot clearly hear and understand the law which is written on our hearts. Sin has corrupted our understanding of it, our ability to follow it. Instead of loving God and loving our neighbor, as the law in our hearts demands, instead, we have become selfish. We have turned inward and love ourselves before God and our neighbor. So to help us understand this law and to help us follow this law, Christ gave us his body, the church. He gave us a teaching office within this church to lead and guide us, to help us understand what is right and what is wrong, to help us understand what Christ revealed to us. We call this teaching office the magisterium, the word magisterium coming from the Latin for to teach. Within this teaching office, we have the Pope. We have bishops who are in union with him. When the Pope and the bishops who are in union with him teach, they are teaching as part of the magisterium. For example, our own bishop, Bishop Michael Warfel, frequently puts out a letter once a month in the Harvest, the newspaper here in the diocese, a wonderful article in which he teaches on some aspect of the church's belief, some aspect of what has been revealed to us through Christ. Likewise, the Pope frequently will give homilies, will give exhortations, will give documents, letters, encyclicals, which guide and lead us into understanding what Christ revealed to us as the law of God that we are to follow as believers and as sons and daughters of God. Now, I want to make it clear that it is only the Pope and the bishops in union with him in the magisterium. Sadly, today we have many people within the church who want to teach something different than what has been revealed to us by Christ. The magisterium does not include individual priests who act on their own. It does not include theologians who want to teach something different, who want to change what the church teaches. What the magisterium does give us, though, is it gives us the tools to understand and follow God's law. Now, one of the greatest tools we have, which has been passed down to us by the magisterium, is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It's a very thick book, but it does a very good job of explaining in short paragraphs what the teachings of the church are, what Christ has revealed to us through his church, making it understandable and easy resource to find what we need. We have documents and letters from the popes and the bishops. And once again, I mentioned the article that Bishop Warfel writes. We also have many letters, many documents being put out by the popes throughout the years. Then we have the preaching and exhortation of popes, bishops, and priests in union. Again, the Pope regularly teaches at masses, at gatherings. Same with our bishop. And then priests who... Our job is to explain and help you understand what Christ has revealed and what we see through the teachings of the church. If we follow these teachings, if we follow this law, we will be commanded to love our God and love our neighbor as ourselves. May we have the strength this day to know and understand, to learn and understand these teachings, and to follow our God with true love and devotion as we learn through the teachings of our church.